You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Welcome to another season of Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you again for being here, for bringing your amazing energy, and for being part of the tribe and the community. It really is our honor and pleasure to be here today and share all the beautiful speakers that we've got lined up for you in this season. So I wanted to share with you a little bit. This season is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. So we are all a facet, a beautiful, beautiful facet of the divine intelligence that resides within all of us. And sometimes we just don't recognize that. And this season, the series is about recognizing and resonating with the truth that is within. So we recognize our own illumination. And as we start today's call off, let's welcome in, let's ask the ancient ones, let's ask all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today, to be with us, to open our hearts so that we may be touched and we may receive any messages the divine has for us. So the messages today are going to come through our next guest. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Mark Ramiro is an internationally known energy healer and transformational leader. For nearly 20 years, Mark had a successful career in sales and executive management. Even with this success, the calling for him to be of greater service to humanity is what ultimately encouraged him to change his direction. A former top consultant to NASA discovered that Mark is a conduit for energy that enhances people's connection to the creative universal source. With this connection, people are able to transcend old traumas, limiting beliefs and negative belief patterns, resulting in expanding awareness and unveiling the divine potential within. This energy has been proven to neutralize the harmful effects of cell phones, electromagnetic fields, toxic chemicals, and eliminate limiting beliefs that have been linked to compromised health, heightened stress, and feelings of powerlessness. And I think many of us have felt those symptoms sometimes. So this is going to be a great show. Mark has helped thousands of people worldwide heal their lives and shift their perceptions. Patients with Alzheimer's have regained short-term memory. Autistic children have been able to have focused conversations. Stressed corporate executives are producing better results. Patients are recovering faster from surgery and illness. And Mark's energy harmonization has helped people let go of the limiting beliefs and internal blocks that prevent them from living more fully expressed lives. Mark's work with energy and music has given him international recognition as a leader in the field of optimizing personal energy. So it gives me great joy to welcome Mark to Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Ian. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to, I guess this is like the first show in the season. So, I mean, the pressure's on me, right?
The pressure is on. You are the headliner. You're the headliner. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, no, it's going to be a great show. You know, Mark's been on with us before, and the resonance to Mark and his music is always tremendous. And that's one thing that Mark is going to be doing a little bit later on, everyone. Mark's going to be taking us through a wonderful process where we will literally open up an energetic doorway to ourselves and let go of any negative energetic patterns in our energy. So stay tuned. That's going to be a little bit later on. Of course, Mark is going to take questions, so we'll open up the phone. *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Mark a question, as well as, of course, doing his musical energy transmission for all of us. And the topic of today's show is Unleash the Magnificent You. I just love that, right? Unleash the Magnificent You. And what I love about that is that it's already within, right? We are already the magnificent us. I am the magnificent me. You are the magnificent you. And sometimes, you know, in our human form and in our day-to-day lives, we forget the magnificence that we are. So this is going to be a great show. Mark is going to be sharing with us music, energy, and frequencies to unveil the masterpiece within. Yeah, I'm excited about this. I really love having conversations around the unveiling or the uncovering or the discovery, you know, letting the magnificent you emerge, letting the divine that is within really emerge. And it ties so nicely into our theme for the season around the illuminated soul. It's a perfect match there. So Mark, let me go ahead and start turning this over to you. I think people have heard enough of my voice. I'm going to start turning this over to you and ask you a little bit about this. You know, you've mentioned in the past, and I've heard you talk about the cosmic game of hide and seek. So tell us what that means, and how does that parlay into the magnificent you?
Well, I think kind of what you were saying kind of hits it on the head. You know, I think here's the game. We come into this experience, you know, it's like I could kind of like see us like beforehand, before incarnating on the planet. You know, it's like we get the 6 million mile high view, looking down over the course of all these wondrous things we're going to learn in our human experience. You know, from that space, I mean, we're all knowing, we're all divine. We realize our oneness with the universe. We realize that we are the universe. We realize that we are the divine experiencing his and herself. And here we have this wonderful opportunity to come play the cosmic game of hide and seek. What is that? Well, we come into this planet with all of our grandeur, all of our divinity, all of our unlimited potential, all of our power, all of our magnificence. We're born and we promptly forget every single bit of it. And then we create these dynamics in our experience that are going to support us in completely forgetting. So we get these parents, you know, that say this or that, you're never going to amount to anything, whatever that, the things that we heard from our parents. I mean, they did the best they could with their level of awareness. But out of that experience, we incorporated these beliefs that limit us in our potential. And it's like, from the very beginning, we begin to hide and limit ourselves. And then they send us off to school and we're told that if you don't get straight A's, well, then you're stupid. You're not going to amount to anything or whatever the course you might have heard. You know, I didn't do well in school. I mean, I was kind of I would have much rather played with my cars than gone and sit in a class. And you know, and of course, and I was called the, oh, well, your son's got problems. You know, in other words, he's broken. He's limited. And no, I was just a creative kid. And then, you know, we go to school and then we have the media that pours in all these things. This is what a beautiful woman's supposed to look like. This is what a handsome man is supposed to look like. And all these things that kind of limit our experience. And we go through life from this limited perception. Now, why would we play this game? Well, this is the game board of dualities. This is the game board of experiencing hot and cold. This is the game board of experiencing new moon, full moon, high tide, low tide, winds, winter, spring, summer, fall, the seasons of the human experience. And we just masterfully hide who we really are. Why? So that we can experience our divinity, our unlimited potential on a whole nother level. And then at some point in our journey, at least for some of us, many of us, I'm going to hold the space for, we come up and we hit this point and kind of go, you know what, life's not working. Why are things not working? Why do I feel discontent? Why, you know, I was happy doing this work and then all of a sudden I'm not happy anymore. Why is that? Well, we get the calling. And so the first part of life is really about limiting ourselves to play this game of cosmic hide and seek. The second part of our life is literally removing the stories, the old perceptions, the old thoughts, the old beliefs, the old things that we have about ourselves so that we can unveil who we really are. And this is about reclaiming your power back from all these limiting thoughts, stories, and beliefs that we've given power to in our experience, in our journey of life. And then we hit this point in life where now it's about reclaiming our power back from those stories, from the disharmony in our life, from the things that aren't working. And this opens up this wonderful, beautiful door to experience, evolve, and unfold on a whole nother level. And so it literally is the game of hide and seek. We hide our divinity, and then we get to spend a lifetime reclaiming it. Kind of like Michelangelo, you know, removing the pieces that were hiding the statue of David that was already in the block of marble. And I think this kind of ties back, and what I love about the beauty of the theme for the show is like, you're already perfect. You already are divine. You already are unlimited in your potential. You already are extraordinary. All you have to do is remove the pieces that are hiding the truth of who and what you are. And that is the game of cosmic hide and seek.
Mm. I can't wait to get into the conversation around music and frequency. But what are some of those pieces? So are there certain pieces that are more prevalent or more maybe common or germane for most people that really form those blocks? You know, so many people ask, well, what are my blocks? So are there things that are that you found that are predominant blocks preventing us from truly, you know, seeing ourselves really as part of that unity consciousness?
I would have to say profoundly across the board with everybody that I've done sessions with for 10 years now, it's the belief that we're not enough, that somehow we're inadequate or unworthy or, you know, not divine, we're anything but holy. And it's this really very strong belief structure that's been imprinted into the consciousness on the planet in some ways, that believing that we're literally are not enough, that we're literally missing something, that there's for some reason why, you know, I feel insufficient. And I would have to say that's probably the number one thing that I see across the board with everybody I've done a session with. Now, it's different in men and women. And I primarily have worked with women, but I have worked with men. And of course, I've worked with myself. And then there are other belief structures that have been imprinted in from society, you know, like, oh, you have to sacrifice yourself and take care of everybody else. Or, you know, a man defines his self-worth by what he accomplishes when he goes and gets a job and how much money he makes and the type of car that he drives. I mean, those are things that I believed at one point in my life, way back when I was back playing the game, and realized, you know, even with a multi-million-dollar business and a successful career and the nice shiny car, I wasn't happy, I wasn't content, and I wasn't fulfilled. And that's when I realized, wow, you know what? I can't find my happiness out there. You can't find it out there. It's only within yourself. And so there are tons of, obviously, different beliefs, different things that we all, you know, struggle with in our experience, or shall we say, opportunities to reclaim ourselves. But by far, it's definitely the feeling or the belief that we're not enough.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's, you know, when you look at that, there's a sadness around that also, because there's beautiful, beautiful potential. It's, you know, it's someone looking at a flower bud and not realizing that flower bud is going to blossom into the most beautiful, beautiful flower. But as soon as they walk away, it blossoms into the flower. And that could be everyone. It could be all of us, you know, having that vision, having that viewpoint for ourselves. So, you know, to me, there's a certain degree of sadness around that. So I'd love for you to share with us, you know, how we can change that. You know, before we do that, maybe share with us, I think maybe it's time for you to share with us around how the frequency of energy and frequencies can aid in this process.
Well, you know, everything's energy. You know, I love what, you know, Tesla said, you know, one of his famous quotes, think of everything in terms of energy. You know, and you look at this idea of us showing up here in this plane of existence, the human experience, whatever we want to call it, you know, it really is kind of a matrix. I mean, there's a reason why that movie was so popular back in, I can't believe it was like, what, the late 90s, I think, when that movie came out. But it really kind of hit us, for those of us who saw it, on a deep level of this illusional world that we live in, this world of vibration, this world of energy that is completely kind of like a holographic universe in which that we live in. And we kind of masterfully insert ourselves into this illusional world and we make it real. And all of it comes down to vibration and energy. In fact, this outer world that we experience is really a reflection of our own energy, of where it is that we apply our energy, where it is that we apply our thinking process, our emotional energy, where it is that we focus our attention upon. what it is that we believe about ourselves masterfully mirrors back to us. This is a big leap for people because, let's face it, not everybody is ready to take responsibility for what they've experienced in their lives. You know, and that's a big jump for some of us. Yeah. For others, it's an opportunity to realize, wow, okay, you know what, I can change this. I can transform this. I can transcend this. I can forgive my past. I can move forward. But everything is a frequency of energy vibrating at different frequencies. And we come into this experience, and part of this cosmic game of hide and seek and forgetting is literally to put ourselves out of tune and into a state of disharmony. And those old stories, those old thoughts, those old beliefs we were just talking about, those things basically put us into a state of disharmony. Also, these different disharmonious frequencies we get exposed to in our own living environment and the world that we live in also impact us and put us basically out of tune. And, you know, of course, being a guitarist, I'm going to use the guitar as an analogy. I mean, I could be the Andre Segovia of the guitar world and play masterfully, but if my strings aren't in tune, am I going to make beautiful music? Am I going to create what I truly have the potential to create? No, I'm not going to. It's so essential to tune and harmonize our own energy. And part of that process is about reclaiming your power from the challenges that you have in your life right now or the challenges you've experienced in the past. Reclaiming that energy and that power ultimately is what tunes and harmonizes the vessel, the instrument, which is you. When you're in harmony and in tune, things transform in your experience. Doesn't mean that we still don't go through the twists and turns of the human experience, but how you navigate through those things dramatically changes. You know, I love that old quote, you know, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. I mean, we still get to deal with our humanity, but we really leverage it to masterfully play the game and remember who and what we are and experience our divinity and step forward into masterfully, you know, orchestrating that journey. But then also each of us comes here with this beautiful purpose that's been encoded with us, that very specific way of expressing ourselves into looking to how we can express that into the world. And that whole process is completely energetic. Life is energy reflecting back at us. You know, your thinking process produces vibrational frequencies. The thoughts that you think reoccurringly over and over and over again get embedded into the subconscious mind, which also vibrate at different frequencies. They're thought patterns. If you've embedded into yourself limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions, which we all have to a certain degree, that energy, that frequency broadcast out to the field of energy that surrounds us. And the field of energy is a mirror. It just mirrors back. It gives you an opportunity to experience yourself. And that's where we start playing this game on a different level, rather than feeling like a victim, rather than feeling like I'm out of control, I don't have the ability to change my life. We start looking at the challenges in our experience as feedback, energetic feedback that's coming back to us that allows us to start taking the necessary action to begin taking our power back, shifting and tuning our energy, and evolving our levels of awareness to new heights.
I wanted to come back to something. You said, and by the way, sorry, everyone, if the sound sounds a little different now. I had a call back on my cell phone, so I'm not on my microphone anymore. So if the sound sounds different, I apologize, or if it's not good quality. You know, you mentioned earlier that we are our own instrument. And you spoke a little bit about tuning ourselves. But before we do that, Mark, when I introduced you, there was a bit in there about how a top NASA consultant discovered that you're actually a conduit for energy that, and I'm going to quote, enhances people's connection to the creative universal source. So connection with the creative universal source, with the divine intelligence is pretty much the spark of all life. So before we talk a little bit more about some of the other things, some of the things around relationships and intimacy and tuning out an energy. Can you just give people maybe a brief background on what that NASA consultant discovered in you?
Sure. So I discovered my gift through my music, actually, interestingly enough. Way back when, it's been a while now, I was playing at a wellness center, and this woman that ran the center came up to me after I was done, you know, did like an open house thing. And she came up to me, she goes, you know, I hear these really like high vibrational tones in your music. Can I get a CD? I want to give them to a scientist that I know. And so I gave her a CD, and maybe a few weeks after that, I got a call from a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ronald Jones, who was a former top consultant to NASA. And he was really kind of involved in kind of an intriguing study. He was looking at, obviously, the universe being energy and how we were these projections of source energy and how we, in essence, kind of have this like wireless connection to the ultimate quantum universe, and how that connection was being impacted by chemicals in the environment. You know, at that particular point in time, I think there was 80,000 man-made chemicals that have permeated into our air, food, and water. And we were looking at, they were looking at cell phones, laptop computers, EMS, all these different things. This is like even before Wi-Fi really came on strong, and how these things were impacting the body's energy and kind of disconnecting or disrupting the connection to the quantum grid, and how it was impacting our levels of consciousness, how the body functioned, how our brains function. Because let's face it, we are part physical beings. We have to have an optimal physical, vehicle to be able to take us through the human experience, and how that was being challenged. So they discovered these frequencies in my music that could actually eliminate the negative effects of these energy disruptions in the environment. So initially, for many years, I thought it was a guitar. I thought maybe it was something, you know, the guitar was made in Spain. Maybe it was like this cool Spanish dude that made this guitar, and maybe it's the notes I played. I mean, I didn't really know. I mean, I'd never, up until that point in time, I'd never really heard of quantum physics or even thought to look at myself as anything more than, you know, what I experienced through my senses or who I saw in the mirror. And so a few years later after that, kind of interestingly enough, I was very fortunate to marry a doctor of metaphysics who loved to push my buttons and push my comfort zones. And one day she calls me up from the park and she said, you know what? I want you to send energy to my friend here at the park without the guitar, just you, just remotely send it. Because there are very distinct physiological responses that take place when the music plays in the environment. There's measurable increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance, which are five physical factors that are enhanced when your energy is in tune and you optimize your connection to the quantum grid. So I remotely sent energy, and a mile and a half away, her friend had a complete physiological shift. No music. Up until that point, I thought it was the music. And then she comes back on the line. She goes, I knew it. It's not the guitar. It's you. And what I learned later from talking with Doc and stuff was that somehow, some way, I was a channel for this frequency of energy, and that I had the ability to harmonize disharmonious energy. But not only that, I could utilize music or my voice or imprint the frequency into things that people could listen to or wear, like a high vibrational piece of jewelry or something, or there's other things that I've integrated frequency into, and could instantly tune their energy. And so that's where I really kind of discovered, oh man, there's a whole nother aspect. I would like to say that I just kind of effortlessly, you know, jumped up and down with happiness and joy about this gift, but I really kind of resisted it, and it kind of scared me. And, you know, I kind of fought it tooth and nail there for maybe a year or two or three or four, maybe. And then as I stepped more and more into it, the power dramatically increased.
Mm.
And as I started to work with people, I could have a conversation and I could hear where they were out of tune. It's almost like they would say something like, I would like to create this in my life. But there was this underlying tone or vibration that was either in harmony with it or not in harmony. And for the most part, I would hear disharmonious energy. Well, then I would start sending energy or create music that could help in conjunction with the person's intention and willingness to change to restore harmony to that vibration and frequency. So over the course of these years, I realized and discovered that somehow, some way, and it was kind of a mystery to Dr. Jones, I had this ability to be able to harmonize disharmonious energy, where I could literally take something disharmonious and make it harmonious. And limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions are disharmonious in nature, and they outpicture as disharmony in our lives, whether in our physical health or in the world around us, through our relationships, through our challenges, perhaps maybe with prosperity or health or whatever. And I could start using the energy in conjunction with the music and my voice and certain guided processes to help people restore harmony to their energetic field and reclaim their power back from these disharmonious experiences or obstacles or barriers that they were encountering in their lives.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. If I had to ask everyone who doesn't want that, I don't think I'd get many responses. and not to make a joke out of it, but seriously, harmony is really a vibration that is present in our lives sometimes. To what degree, everyone is different, but I think that most people would admit that they would prefer more harmony in their lives. And so you work with pain, physical suffering, you work with intimacy, with relationships in general, you work with intuition and guidance. Those are some of the things that we've told everyone that you're going to be sharing about today. So maybe in a little bit more detail, could you share with us around how you can help to bring more harmony into people's lives in some of these areas that are so impactful to us, relationships, over the years, so many people have asked, well, how can I find my soulmate, or how can I restore more harmony and love in my relationship? How can I increase my intuition? How can I receive better guidance or more clarity around guidance? And that's all around harmony. So share with us, Mark, a little bit of how you can help us, get to that place.
Well, there's a lot to that question. So the first step, and this is something that, is really, once again, talking to the masterpiece that's within each and every one of us, is you have to have the willingness to set the intention and realize that each of us, or a client that I'm working with, they have to have the willingness and to set the intention to restore harmony and to evolve, unfold, transcend whatever it is that they want to accomplish. So let me give you an example of this. You can tune the body's energy fields. Anybody can listen to my music and their body's energy field gets tuned. But when we start dealing with the level of beliefs, with vibrational thought patterns, then it becomes a collaborative dance between myself and the person that I'm working with. And the first and foremost step is for them to set the intention and to have the willingness to step into their power and to begin the changing process. It's like one of my favorite emails of all time. This is probably 7 years ago or something. It was like the classic. I should have put it up in a frame on my wall. Was a beautiful email I got. Is there any way you can play a song to make my husband a better man? And that's like the classic. I mean, gosh, my wife would be playing that song in the house all the time. I would never hear any other song, there'd probably be a lot of other wives or significant others playing that song in the house. But I responded back to her. I said, I could play the most masterful piece of music in the universe, but if your husband doesn't have the willingness to set the intention and the willingness to change and transform, it's not going to matter. This is a collaborative dance. And so the first and foremost step is to have the person realize that their intention is what sets the whole creative process in motion. The intention is their power. I want to deal with that masterpiece that's within. That means the divine, unlimited potential essence within. Are you willing to set the intention to transcend this belief? Are you willing to set the intention to reclaim your power back from, let's say, this traumatic circumstance that happened in your past? Are you willing to set the intention to let go of what's behind, what's showing up in your physical health and well-being? So that's the first and most important foremost. Once I get a yes, then it's like, okay, let's jump into that. Let's dive into that. Let's literally identify the frequency of it and start really kind of in essence releasing and dissipating it. But also at the same point, by releasing and dissipating, we reclaim our power back from it. So I guess probably would be good to give an example. So let's say you're having a struggle with, let's say, okay, here's a common one. Just had a conversation with somebody earlier today about this. Person who has a healing business, you know, they also had a background in the mainstream world, wanted to do something that could contribute to humanity and, you know, help people to heal and to move forward, was struggling financially with it. So there was, here's this struggle. We identify the disharmony. The disharmony is I'm not making a sustainable enough money to pay my bills and take care of my family and do that stuff. And it adds all this pain and anguish and anxiety and all that into the mix, which of course ultimately impacts the type of work that I'm able to do with people. So we identify the disharmony, which, by the way, and I really want to bring this down to earth, is kind of like an indicator light on the dashboard of your car. You know, when the oil light comes on, what do you do? That's the problem. That's the challenge. It's letting you know that there's something within the vehicle that needs to be changed. In this case, something that needs to be let go, but also something that needs to be brought in. So in this conversation, this person's struggling with this. What's the frequency? What do you feel? What's the feeling around it? And man, people don't like to feel those feelings. You know, we're masters not feeling our feelings. Unless, of course, they feel good. Those are all good. But these ones down here, these lower vibrational, lower density feelings, those are bad, which automatically sets up for judgment and resistance. But so as we had this conversation, well, you know, I feel frustration. I feel anger. I feel sadness. I feel disappointment. I'm like, oh, wow, those are four frequencies of energy. They're just energy. And what if each and every one of us have the ability to do? To command energy. See, you are the divine. You are unlimited potential. You are the same energy that set this whole universe in motion. That means you have the inherent gift and ability to command energy. You can tell energy to move. We're doing it every day, just most of us are doing it unconsciously. So I had this person tune into that frequency, let's say of frustration, just to use an example. Feel that frequency of energy, set the intention to let it go. And allow yourself to feel it. And I like to use the breath a lot as a way, just literally exhale it. Let it go. Breathe it out. Let it go. Some people like to scoop in and imagine, using imagination to let it go and to release it. And so you can, in that process, you let go of this lower density energy, but you also reclaim your power back from the challenge that has been masterfully popped into your experience. And it's out of that process that you, when eventually you release and dissipate enough of that energy to whatever belief is the cause of that, eventually that belief, that lower density form of energy, I look at it kind of being kind of like an energy ball, kind of like dark, dense energy that we hold within ourselves, within our energetic field that's broadcasting 24/7. The universe mirrors back what we're broadcasting. Well, when you release and dissipate that energy, eventually that ball is going to begin to shrink. You release and dissipate, which is feeling, reclaiming power back from, eventually that ball disappears. And then it no longer broadcasts in your field. and that challenge will discontinue popping up in your experience. You know, we've been taught backwards. And once again, remember, the first part of the game is about limiting ourselves. And what are we told? If you're going to change your, if you're going to be successful, you got to work what? You got to work hard. You got to do all this. You got to go out there in the world and do all these things and take massive action. And, you know, all this stuff out there doesn't work that way. All change from begins from within, from your own frequency, from your own energy. And now the time is all of us to become masters of our own personal energy. And the first step in doing that, setting the intention to move something, to evolve something, allowing yourself to feel the frequency of the energy and literally stepping into your power and your ability to move that energy out of yourself and to reclaim your power from that. And the most important component of that aspect is your imagination. How do we move energy? Your imagination moves energy, you know, and that's how we begin to become masters of our own personal energy. And when we change our frequency, when we change our overall resonance, what mirrors back to us begins to change. And we get to experience ourselves on a whole nother level. And the cool thing is, you know, we don't need to, you know, find out what belief we have. We don't need to go in there and say, oh, well, when you were 4 years old, your mom said this to you and that's what you chose to believe from it. No, all you have to do is connect to the obstacle, the challenge, the disharmony that's showing up in your life, connect to the frequency of it, the energy of it, and then utilize your own power and your own ability to begin to start moving that energy out of yourself and reclaiming your power back from all the power that went in to create this illusion of limitation.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing in that way. I wanted to put you on the spot a little bit. I know that.
Thanks for the warning.
Okay, pick up your guitar. Okay. I know later on, Mark, you're going to be taking us through a process, the energy harmonization process, but I just get the feeling that people would love to experience your music maybe right now. Is there anything that you could play for us, you know, before that process you're going to take us through, just to give people a better sense of some of the music and help people to experience some of the frequencies that you use to negate some of that disharmony, to bring harmony into lives?
Absolutely. And I know just the perfect piece. Well done, Ian. This works perfectly. Okay. So one of the pieces anytime that I do, whether it's in a group work or one-on-one work, I always start with opening. And it literally is about opening the door to transformation and change. It's about opening the door to letting go of something and embodying something new. And so this is actually a musical mantra for opening. And I think it'll be perfect to kind of set the context for what we're going to do in the process a little bit later. So here's an opportunity for you. In fact, I'm going to ask the question for everybody, really. Are you willing to set the intention right here, right now, to open to a whole new level of your power, your divinity, the truth of who and what you are? Are you willing to set that intention right now? Are you willing to open to letting go of the old stories, the old belief structures that aren't in alignment with who and what you are? Now, I'm going to assume everybody says yes. So what I would invite you to do is just to focus on your breath, literally bring your attention to your heart space and just watch your breathing. And as the thoughts arise, just come back to your breath, kind of like meditating. Just watch your breathing and just literally imagine breathing in the notes. The time is now for all of us to open. take another deep, slow inhale. Allow yourself to breathe. And open to unveiling the masterpiece that's within. Everything is already within. There's nothing to fix. Only to embody. Your power, all of your grandeur. Open up to who you really are. Remember, your divine essence, your unlimited power, your magnificence. Take another deep, slow inhale. So just gently begin to bring your awareness back. Just take a couple deep inhales, open mouth exhales. And just continue to open yourself up to new possibilities.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Beautiful.
Thanks for putting me on the spot.
Yeah, it just felt right. It just felt right, and that was so beautiful. Thank you. I wanted to also ask you, more specifically, how the frequency of the music, and actually using the music, helps and aids in this entire process. I know it's about the energy and the imagination, but how does the music also aid in that? Because so much of your work does revolve around using the music as a divine instrument.
So if you look at, if you come back to this aspect, as when I realized in my own evolution as this gift unfolded and made itself aware to me, that yes, this energy was coming through me, but yet how extraordinary is music as a type of carrier wave to convey that energy out into the world, you know? So it's like one thing, like let's say if I discovered my gift to harmonize disharmonious energy and, you know, realize, oh, I can do hands-on work, which I can do, and I do hands-on work primarily with just family and stuff like that, but I do hands-on work, but then I could only really work with one person at a time, and then people that I was only in personal contact with. But with music, it like became this vehicle, a way to express myself that could actually convey the frequencies, the energy that was coming through me and put it out into the world to be able to impact more people's lives. So it was almost like, I remember way back when I was still kind of, I was struggling a little bit, trying to find, okay, what do I do with this gift? How do I do it? You know, what's this really kind of all about? And, you know, am I a sound healer? Am I an energy guy? What am I, you know, trying to define myself, which, you know, I probably tormented myself for a couple of years with that question. And somebody said, you know, you should go to the sound healing conference in Santa Fe. And I went and checked out their website and they had a video on there. And there's all these like pocket protector scientist guys talking about sound and vibration. And I'm like going, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm going to be able to sit through 2.5-3 days of this. And then one of the guys said something that would absolutely struck me with extreme truth. And he said, you know, music and sound is the carrier wave for intention. And I thought, oh, okay. So I can put intention into the music. And if the person's on board and has the willingness to set the intention to change and transform, I can integrate frequencies of sound in combination with the energy that could help them release and dissipate what's no longer serving them, regain their power back from those particular situations, and be able to start channeling that power in different ways that are more in alignment with the truth of who and what they are. So music became kind of like, I discovered the gift through music. I started off as Mark Romero music. I guess today I could just become Mark Romero energy healing guy, but I love to play, and it's such a great way where I can create tools that people, they don't have to talk to me. They get their recording of a healing session, of a process that I create for them that's tuned specifically to where they need vibrational support. So it gives me the ability to really create some really cool tools that people can use ongoingly in their own unfolding, in their own adventure of life.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that that additional explanation. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's go to some questions, shall we? And by the way, everyone, if you joined late, *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Mark a question. We do have people with their hands raised, so *2 to raise your hand. And there's also, of course, the webinar box. So if you're on the webinar page, you'll see that little box below the listen webcast player. It says enter your question or comment. Just send it that way. And again, people have sent some questions in. A couple of things. Kim, of course, is saying, thank you, Mark, for that beautiful music. And so I wanted to just share that with you. And then Lynn from Madisonville is saying, beautiful. I remember my beauty, my divinity and grace. Bless your work. How do we get your music? Unbelievably moving. Tears from my soul's remembrance. Much appreciated, Mark. And Lynn will be sharing in just a little while how you can get hold of Mark's music. So stay with us. But thank you, Lynn, for your beautiful words and for having the courage to share that. Lovely, lovely. So I want to talk a little bit about the energy healing part of what you do, Mark. This is Moira from Ashland. And Moira is saying, hi, Mark. I just now received the link to join, and hopefully you're still answering questions. Yes, Moira, Mark is. She writes in, she says, I have had countless healing sessions with energy healers, clairvoyants, etc., and cannot seem to find within myself the key to transmuting stuckness, pain, trauma from head injuries, and mind control over about a five-year period. So Moira's been struggling. She's asking you, Mark, what do you see that might help me finally turn a corner to completely heal from within?
So there's a word that pops up in my head, and it's interesting because the second time the word has popped up today, and the word is called judgment. So when we look at something like this, where you're experiencing a disharmony like that, where does the mind go? Where do we go? We judge it, right? We judge it as being bad. We judge it as being something that we shouldn't experience. We judge it as being something like, why me? And all the conversations that come out as a result of that. And so what I want to open up to the possibility of, rather than judging this as being a problem, an issue, a downer in life, are you willing to open to the possibility of realizing that within this whole issue that you've been dealing with is a tremendously beautiful opportunity to reclaim a whole nother piece of your power, your energy, and your divine essence? Most of us don't look at our challenges in that way. I mean, let's just be honest. We don't. What do we look at them? We try to fight them. We deny them. We curse them. We use colorful metaphors to describe them. We go into what? Judgment. Judgment creates resistance. I shared a quote today with a client of mine, and I'll share it right now because it really falls into this place. It says, judgment is the glue that keeps circumstances stuck in our experience. And there's a reason why in these Eastern wisdom traditions, we hear this concept and this idea of non-judgment. And what I would invite is just the opportunity to suspend the judgment of the issue. Instead, look at this as an opportunity. And then, as I mentioned earlier on the call, I don't know if you caught it, but if you can go back and listen to the replay, go back and tune into the frequency or the energy of this disharmony. I know you have some strong emotions around that. Well, feel them. Move that energy. That's the frequency of energy. That's what needs to be reclaimed. So now, rather than looking at this as being something that takes life and energy away from you, look at it as an opportunity to reclaim another piece of your divine essence and to start utilizing it to lift yourself to new heights. And I really invite you, if you didn't catch the earlier part of the conversation, we kind of address this, the frequency of it, what it's tied to, these old vibrational thought patterns that you're holding within yourself that are hiding the divine you, that are hiding your magnificence. And the head stuff and the physical symptoms you're experiencing are the indicator light on the dashboard of your life vehicle telling you that you need to go within and to let go of that old energy and release it and dissipate it. And what have we all been blessed with? The ability to move energy, step into your power, and start leveraging this as a kind of, like, I see a ladder. Like, you can use this as a ladder to climb to new frequency levels of awareness, divinity, expression, rather than looking at it as being an anchor tied to your ankle, looking at it as something that's going to lift you to new heights.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got quite a few people who'd love to chat with you. So let's go to Las Vegas, Nevada. And the last four digits of your phone number are 6648, Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on Live with Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing good. I heard your music before. I heard you talk several times, but this is the first time that I decided to tune in and see if you answer me. My question is in relationships. I have a husband or a boyfriend. I don't know. Whatever. my partner.
Yeah.
And I just I don't know. We don't have something happened this Sunday, and I'm just I think we have a good relationship, but I mean, it's just like he's like a, I don't know what how to express it, but my son had a my son's wife had a baby shower, and I am in Los Angeles and he's in Las Vegas. So I asked him, you have to make sure that you are there to represent me, because I'm not going to be there. So I even said, take one of your friends if you feel bad going by yourself. So I'm not there, right? So I didn't know he didn't show up. Until later on, that my friends called me and she says, hey, your husband wasn't here. He didn't come to the child. I said, what? I couldn't imagine that. And so I called him. I thought, oh, something happened to him. So I called him. And I couldn't get hold of him, so I called one of his friends that he's always with, and he was playing pool. And so he put me in, I said, put him in the phone. So I said, how come you didn't go to the shower? And he goes, well, you're not here. I mean, I didn't think it was important. I said, my God, yesterday we talked, and I told you that you were going to represent me. I'm not there.
Hey, sweetheart, can we... Can you bring this to a question?
Well, the question is, I haven't talked to him since. He hasn't called me. And I just say, well, I'm not important in his life when he hasn't called me. I mean, we didn't finish the call. He was on somebody else's phone. So I said, call me later. Okay, you playing pool. Call me later. To this day, he hasn't called.
So, okay.
Yeah, so let's bring this to it. Go ahead.
So there's a couple of things that kind of come out. First of all, one, the phone works two ways, okay? So this is a grand opportunity for you to express your feelings and the truth of this whole situation. Anytime anybody comes with a relationship issue where they're experiencing disharmony in a relationship, it's always a wonderful opportunity to look at the relationship you have with the person in the mirror. You know, so the first thing that kind of showed up is, why not pick up the phone and call him? Why are you waiting for him to call you? If you have feelings, if you have feelings around this, speak your truth. Be in alignment with what it is that you feel and to create the space for an opportunity to heal and transform. You know, if because sometimes people don't do what it is that we want to do when we want them to do it. I mean, let's face it. So there's definitely something there is an opportunity for you to step into your power and to speak your truth. I'm really getting a sense with you that that's probably something that might be a little bit of a challenge from time to time. I'm getting a sense that there is some cultural aspects where it's not necessarily, I don't want to say invited, but for you to speak your mind and to speak your truth. But the time is come for you to speak your mind and to speak your truth. Pick up the phone and have a conversation. Say, hey, I'm upset. I feel this and I feel this and I feel this. And own your part of it and see what kind of opportunity can come from this whole experience for healing and transformation. Once again, this is an opportunity for you to unveil another piece of your mastery. In essence, it has nothing to do with him. It has everything to do with you. So pick up that phone. Have a conversation, speak your truth, and see what evolves from there.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Much love. All right. Well, that was actually really, really a beautiful answer. And I think many people, you know, when they heard those words, maybe had some reflection. So I know I did. So thank you, Mark. That was a beautiful answer. We did have someone, so Julie from Alicetown in Bimini, which I think is in Australia. I'm not sure. she writes in and she says, can you play anything to support me to increase my financial success? So what I was thinking, Mark, I was thinking, well maybe a good way to answer that question is to go through your offer, because I took a peek at your offer beforehand, of course, and it does have a part regarding prosperity, which is not only financial, but it includes all aspects of prosperity, but it includes financial. So I'd love for you to go through your offer now for the wisdom community and share with everyone what it is. And then also share with everyone how they can work with you privately in that one-on-one session.
I'm excited about that. You know, I have to tell this, I have never done this before, Ian, on a call. So I'm like, okay, let's take this to a whole nother level.
Let's do it. It's time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I love this series, and I call it the Harmonize Your Life series. You know, what have we been talking about? Restoring harmony, being true, reclaiming our power back from those challenges and those obstacles in our life,
yeah.
And reclaiming that power to be our true enlightened selves. The more power that we reclaim from all the challenges in our life, the more power we can take that power that we actually pop that experience into our, you know, into our realm, so to speak, into our awareness, we reclaim that power, then we can channel that power in other directions and other ways that are more in alignment with who and what we are. So what I found over the 10 years in doing this work, there are really six areas. Okay, yes, there's also six strings on the guitar. So there's a metaphor to this too. So, in fact, let me go there.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
I didn't tell everyone how they can follow along, which I want to do because people love to follow along. So,
okay.
Sorry about that. So,
no
everyone,
worries.
If you're on Mark's webinar page, that's the interview page, then click on the orange special offer button underneath his photograph, and that'll take you to the offer so you can follow along visually. And if you're not on that page, you would just type in WOTA show, that's WOTAshow.com/ Mark, which is MARK, and the number 8, everything's lowercase, WOTAshow.com/Mark8, and that way you can follow along visually. So sorry to interrupt you there.
No, no worries. Hey, got to take care of that too.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
So let's go to the guitar for just a second. So the guitar has strings. Well, we're kind of like guitars. You know, we have facets of our lives. And what I found is that the disharmony usually shows up in one or more of the facets of our life. We have our health, we have our relationship, prosperity, our career, our spirituality, our joy, our happiness, our fulfillment. When one of those strings gets out of tune or one of those facets gets into a disharmonious state, we experience a challenge in that facet of our life. So as with the last caller, where she was experiencing disharmony in the area of relationship and the relationship string. So the Harmonize Your Life series is actually has the foundation of it is six playlists of music, one for each one of those facets of your life. All of this music is channeled one time, recorded, never played before, recorded live to help restore harmony to that particular facet of your life. So since we're using relationship as an example, you're experiencing disharmony in your relationship. Okay, time to set an intention to change it, transform it, let it go, move beyond it. Then you would play that particular playlist of music to help you to reclaim your power from that challenge in your life and to begin to break through and melt away the old thoughts, the old beliefs, the old perceptions that are behind that disharmony showing up in your life. Remember, life is a mirror. And what I found in those six facets is where we usually see the disharmony show up. So maybe you're having a prosperity challenge, which I believe you mentioned another question had come up about. Well, then you would work with the prosperity playlist to help vibrationally support you and transform that particular area. So it's really a toolkit that you can use because you are going to experience disharmony in one or more of those facets moving forward in your life experience. I have to tune the guitar all the time. We have to tune ourselves all the time. There are always opportunities for us to reclaim our power, release and dissipate what's no longer serving us, and step in and to remember who we really are, this divine potential that's within us. So this is, in essence, six playlists that you can use depending on where you're experiencing the disharmony in your life to enhance and put that whole process into motion. So there's six playlists. Depending on which area of your life you're working on, you work with that particular playlist. And it changes all the time. As we all know from our own human experience, with someone, you might have an argument with somebody at work. Okay, well, there's a relationship and a career playlist opportunity. Maybe you have some things show up in your intimate relationship. Well, there's relationship possibility. Maybe you're having trouble connecting into your intuition, your higher level guidance. Well, there's an opportunity to work with the spiritual playlist to begin to start tuning that facet of your life. But the playlist that I'm really excited about in that whole series is called The Process. And that process is the very thing that we've been talking about through the whole call. Opening that doorway to yourself, feeling the frequency, the energy, the emotion behind that challenge, releasing and dissipating it. When you release and dissipate that energy, you reclaim your power back from that illusion, really, for lack of better terms, that's showing up in your experience. This process walks you through that. And then at the same time, anytime that you release and dissipate, we kind of create this energetic void within ourselves. What would you like to fill it with? What would you like to fill the void with? So maybe it is a more loving, truthful relationship with higher levels of communication and intimacy. It's up to you. You're the master composer of your life experience. You're the universe in motion having an experience of itself. So it's really a process design to help you walk through this process. So how you would use this whole series is, let's say you're having that prosperity challenge. You do the process, you feel the emotion of it, you release and dissipate it, you set the intention to let it go, you set the intention to leverage it as an opportunity to lift your life to new heights, and then to further integrate the process that you've done, you play that particular playlist in your environment to support you vibrationally and further integrate that change and that transformation that you set into motion. So it's really, it's kind of like this really powerful toolkit to help you to continually restore harmony, regain power, let go of old things that aren't serving you so that you can create a more harmonious and flowing life. And then the eighth playlist is some really powerful guided meditations in combination with high vibration music. And my wife, Dr. Lara, did the meditation aspect, really powerful meditations to further integrate the process. It's kind of like a bonus playlist of some really cool guided processes. But it's all about restoring harmony. It's all about reclaiming your power back from the obstacles in your life. And you can use it for any obstacle that you encounter in any facet of your life. And it's basically going to help you to reclaim your power, release and dissipate those old beliefs, and align yourself with the true divine essence of who and what you are. The process is powerful. And this brings us to the level two thing, is that each and every one of us is different. So this is it's a powerful process, but it's not created for a specific individual. So in the bonus two level is, I'm going to create a process specifically for you, where it is that you're out of tune and disharmony, where it is that you're particular, you know, struggling with, what beliefs you're holding on to. I can usually tell that within the very first few minutes of a conversation. Oh, okay, this person needs more self-confidence. We need to get a boost of self-love here. Oh, this person needs to do some further in-depth forgiveness work. And then I integrate and custom tune the process specifically to who and what you are and what it is that you're dealing with at this particular time. But you can also use that process in the future moving forward for any challenge or any obstacle that you encounter in your experience. So it's really an opportunity to help you to really regain your power and remember who you are. You are so much more than the struggle in relationship and the boyfriend not showing up at the baby shower. You're so much more than that. However, within that whole experience is a tremendous opportunity for you to remember who you really are. You are a divine expression of universal energy who came here to play the cosmic game of hide and seek. First part of our life is about hiding the truth of who and what we are. The second part of our life is about reclaiming our power back from all of those old stories of lack, limitation, not good enough, I don't deserve, reclaiming our power back. And the more that we reclaim, the more that we get in alignment with who and what we are. And back to the guitar metaphor, gives you the ability to really play some beautiful music. But in order to play your music, your song, what you came to express here on the planet, your strings have got to be in tune. And you've got to take action on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a life basis, to continually work on tuning your strings, letting go of the old challenges, and reclaiming your power. The more that you do, the brighter your light will shine and transform your experience.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow, that's so true, so true. Keep on tuning ourselves. So the option two, that the breakthrough session, the custom session, just for clarity purposes, Mark, does that include music that you prepare for someone in that MP3? And does it include the private time with you on the phone? Just if you could just, you know, cover a little bit of that for us so that we have a good understanding.
Well, we're going to connect for a web call, a video call, and we're going to have a little conversation and find out what's going on, where you're struggling, what you're looking to move through, what shows up, what emotions you feel. And then I'm going to create live on the call a process, your own process based on who you are. So I'll record it into the studio live while we're doing the session. Well, I'm going to take you through the process. I'll take you through it, record it into the studio, and then after the session, I'm going to send you a recording of your very own healing and transformational process that's been fine-tuned to you, so that you can really take your level of transformation and change utilizing these tools to a whole nother level. So you'll have your own customized, really, healing process. And they're powerful. And it never fails to amaze me what shows up on the calls, you know, the conversations, what I see, what I hear. And then I can fine tune things and really come up with a process that's really going to create and open the door for some major shift and transformation.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thanks for offering that. I'm pretty excited to hear about that in the future, because I know a lot of people have asked about working with you in private, and up until now, you haven't really offered that on a platform like Wisdom of the Ancients or a large scale platform.
No, I never have. See, it's your charming personality, and you know, come up with something creative, right? No, I just felt really called to do that because. Yeah. You know, we're in a time and a space where, you know what, we need to work through our stuff, man. Yeah. I mean, now quicker, faster than ever. So I really felt called to bring that into space. They're powerful. And then, I mean, let's face it, if we can have a tool that's custom created for us, it can really help optimize our own healing and transformational work.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, beautiful. Two wonderful offerings. One is a toolbox that includes, what's that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 musical mantras. So health and vitality, prosperity, livelihood, relationship, spirituality, joy and fulfillment. And then a couple of bonuses there as well. So those are yours to keep. And then also the opportunity to work with Mark in private and get that custom created process right for you. So beautiful. Again, thank you so much for bringing that to the Wisdom community, Mark.
My pleasure. Looking forward to see what evolves out of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we want to hear more music, but there's still a couple more people who have some questions. So I want to take another question from the web, not the web, on the phones. So this is going to be from Seattle, Washington, and it looks like you're on a cell phone. Hopefully we got a good connection. 4157 are the last four digits of your cell phone number. Seattle, Washington, you're on live with Mark.
Yes. Hi, guys. This is McAllister.
Hi.
Mark, hi.
Hi.
I appreciate your playing very much. I've liked it from the moment I heard it. And I keep thinking, what if someone were to make a film, like an indie film, and you did the soundtrack? Of course, that would involve probably informing an audience that this is considered therapeutic or something.
Well, I mean, I'm certainly open to all avenues of experience. I mean, I have had my music utilized in short, you know, like videos and stuff, never a movie or anything, but it certainly opens up into the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I think that would be really good for people.
I think it would be too. Are you a Hollywood producer?
No, I'm an indie girl. I'm very underground.
Oh, okay. But, all right.
Yeah.
We're underground. I mean, if you look at what we're doing right now, we're all underground. We're so far from mainstream, but you know, what we do is, you know, the consciousness being raised is becoming more mainstream. So
yes,
we're all in this, you know, mainstream society has kind of put us in this corner, and a lot of people are, think that we're in this little corner somewhere, because we see and do things a little differently.
Very true. Very
and
true.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I like it here too.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Was that? Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. I have a personal issue. You know, sometimes physically something comes up and you feel alarmed and you shouldn't, because it usually turns out all right. But I have a bump in front of my thyroid gland,
mm-hmm.
and I'd appreciate any advice about it.
Well, once again, so tune into that. What's the frequency of it? What does that make you feel? What does it make you feel when you tune into that? Into
kind
that?
Of scared.
Okay, so you feel fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how do we typically respond to fear? We kind of put it on the back burner. We don't really, you know, we don't want to feel it. But what if you could feel into it and kind of tune in the frequency that's behind that and really step into your power to release and dissipate it? And if you can let go of that energy and dissipate that out, that's basically, in essence, an opportunity for you to let go of something and reclaim your power once again from something that you hold within yourself. Now, typically, like thyroids, usually what I've kind of crossed with them in the past are people who, feel threatened in life. You mentioned earlier about being underground. That almost like there's a part of you that feels that you need to be underground because it's safer there, being underground, mm-hmm. as opposed to being out and being exposed. So there's an element within you that you feel threatened. And so I'm mm-hmm. just kind of feeling into what you've shared. But I mean, that's an excellent energy for you to release and dissipate. Honey, you're the universe in motion. What is there for you to be afraid of? You're made up of the same energy that put the stars in the sky and the planets around the sun. Is there really anything that can threaten you or hurt you?
No, not really. When you zoom out and you look at that and you're in that perspective, no, there isn't.
And so this is an opportunity for you to reclaim another level of remembrance of that for your own self. So tune into that bump, that fear, that energy behind it. Set the intention to let it go and allow yourself to feel the fear. You know, one of the things that kind of, you know, there's this thing that kind of evolved out in the whole new age arena that we shouldn't feel these lower density energies because we're creating what we don't want, but we're also denying part of our own vibration. This is a world of polarities. We get to experience the ups and downs of the human experience of life. If you look at vibration in physical form, it's a sine wave. You have a peak and you have a valley. Okay, the peak is the bliss and all the yummy stuff, the ecstasy and happiness and joy and all the good stuff in life. And then the lower part of the vibrational thing is the lower stuff. That's the sadness, the fear, the anger that might show up. These aren't good or bad. We need to let go of that. It's just energy. And when you allow yourself, once again, we talked earlier about judgment. Let go of your judgment of those lower density feelings of energy and allow yourself to process and move through it. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to step into your power and to let go of this and to leverage it as an opportunity to take your life to new heights?
Yes.
Okay.
And in terms of your advice, Seattle is very subterranean, and I've been like a cave woman So you really are speaking to me. And when they tell us to be still and know, that's really, I just really needed to talk to you for a moment. It really helps me balance.
Oh, well, you're so very welcome. And thank you for having the courage to raise your hand and to share. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, you're welcome.
You. Okay, bye. All right. Well, Mark, it's been absolutely wonderful having you on the show. You've been an amazing headliner. So you stepped up. But the show is not over yet, everyone. In fact,
no,
one of the best parts is still to come. Mark is going to be taking us through an energy harmonization process. So, you know, what I'd love to do, Mark, is have you explain what you're going to be taking us through in your own words versus me, you know, going through the explanation and share with everyone and then take us through it.
Okay, cool. So I think probably, you know, I love to ask this question in live events because it's great because everybody's hands go up. I go, anybody here ever experienced a challenge or an obstacle in your life? And we all raise our hands, right? Because we all do.
Yeah.
That's part of being human. Each one of those change, those obstacles, those challenges is once again an opportunity for you to evolve and remember who you really are. So what we're going to do in this process is I want you to start thinking right now as I share this, what's your one top priority obstacle or challenge you're dealing with in your life? Okay, bring it to mind, bring it into your awareness. Then I want you to start to feel the energy around it. How does it make you feel? Just take a moment to tune into that. Don't be afraid of it. Just tune into it. Remember, this is just energy. Remember what we said earlier, judgment's the glue that keeps our circumstances in our life. Suspend the judgment, feel the frequency of it. Nobody goes around cursing at the negative terminal of a AA battery, you know, and that battery will not shine the light without the positive and the negative terminal being involved. It won't do it if it's only just the positive. You need to have both to shine your light. So tune into that one challenge, that one obstacle, and begin to feel the energy around it. And then in all of your power, all of your divine essence, all of your grandeur, set the intention to let it go. As you tune into that energy, just breathe deeply. Feel the frequency. Feel the sadness, feel the fear. Whatever it is for you, just allow yourself to tune into that. And now that you've set the intention to let it go, to leverage it as an opportunity to unveil the magnificence that's within you. Imagine wrapping that emotion into your breath. Open mouth, exhale, just let it go. Allowing yourself to feel the full frequency of this beautiful opportunity to reclaim your divine essence. another deep, slow inhale. Just continue to breathe it out, let it go. We're masters at internalizing and holding things in. This is an opportunity to breathe it out and let it go. Attention to your heart space. And remind yourself that you are the ultimate power of the universe. Divinity in motion. Just breathe that in. This obstacle, this challenge, is an opportunity for you to remember who you really are. Say to yourself, in all of your power and all of your wisdom, I reclaim my power back from this circumstance. Feel that energy pulsing through you. Just take another deep, slow inhale and begin to bring yourself back to this time, back to this space. And make sure that you drink some water. And there's always a lovely little homework assignment I'd love to give everybody that goes through a similar process like this. And that's to take on a random act of self-love for you. Not for anybody else, not for a family member, not for your children, not for anybody, but the person you see in the mirror. Take on that random act of self-love. Get out in nature. Write 10 things you love and appreciate about yourself. Go take a bath with some candles. Meditate for 10 minutes. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do, take on that random act of self-love to really set this in motion. And then look to see what pops up in your experience. Look to see what breadcrumbs the universe leaves for you to follow, leading you on this journey to unveiling the magnificence that's within you. So there you go.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. What lovely music. And I can just feel myself being really transported by that music. You mentioned that music is the carrier wave for intention. And you know, when I listen to that music, it's really a thought calming process. You know, so many times we struggle with the monkey mind when we meditate, for example, but you know, that gives us that extra focus. I found that personally. So I don't know if anyone else found that or finds that when they listen to music, but it really helps to remove the distraction. So it's a beautiful tool to help with that meditation and to carry that intention.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm smiling because I just remember, you know, I have my children and I remember telling my daughter I was going to play her some music and take her through a process or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she goes to me, "Your Jedi mind tricks won't work on me." And I'm like, "Oh man," I go, "this works on all kinds of people." But you know, of course, my own kids, you know, they keep me on my toes, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I wanted to just again thank you for being on the show, and you really brought your amazing energy here, and we loved the music. It was just beautiful. Thank you for sharing so much that you have today. I wanted to turn this over to you before I wrap this up to ask if there's anything that you wanted to share, anything that came through to you, you know, as you were playing that you feel that you're being asked to share with the Wisdom community.
Just kind of reinvigorate your commitment to unveiling your divine essence, who you really are. It's a process. It's a journey. It's not like you're going to arrive there tomorrow and all of a sudden, yeah, I'm here. I've arrived. This is a journey. This is an unfolding. And it's something that takes place throughout the course of our whole life. And sometimes, you know what? We get frustrated. Sometimes we feel a little bit down about it. We struggle with how we are progressing or not progressing. Well, let all those judgments go and just kind of reaffirm and recommit yourself to unveiling your magnificence and continuing to shine your light in whatever, wherever you're at, because that light is an important puzzle piece in this overall change and transformation that's taking place on the planet. And I really want to encourage you to just continue to move forward in your dedication to unveiling the magnificent you. It's going to be so much worth it as you go through this process.
Well, thank you. And also, I wanted to key in on something else that you said, Mark, that I actually wrote down. You know, I've heard it before, but it really came through today in a strong way when you said that we are divinity in motion. So I'm just asking everyone to remember that, to remember that. And Mark also mentioned that, you know, we're made from the same stuff, the same energy that made the stars and the galaxies. So, let's not forget that. Let's remember who we truly are. Let's remember that we truly are an illuminated soul. And so I guess with that, I wanted to say again, Mark, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Loved having you on the show, and we'll see you again.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you so much for having me, and good night and goodbye to everybody.
Thank you. All right, beautiful shining stars. Thank you for being here. Thank you, every one of you, for bringing your amazing energy and contributing. And just by being here, you really are helping everyone up-level and upgrade, because when you hear, when you attend the shows, your vibration is raised, and you're helping every single one of us just by being here. So thank you, thank you. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones and the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for being here and for supporting us and for making all of this possible. Thank you, everyone. Namaste. Bye now.
Namaste.